I was going to ask you about the balance you make of this match and the tournament in general.
We had a very tough preparation with a lot of injuries on key players. We have lost three left-handed players with a lot of experience and international top players. The last one, Kurtovic, in the last game before the championship. We had our captain Oftedal out in all the preparation. She played her first match for 4 weeks in the opening game against Germany. All these things and some other things did that we were not in balance. And when we got this tough game against that very good German team, we were not prepared to handle it, although we had chances. There was some stress in it. Against Czech it was okay, we were back on track. Against Romania they were much better than us. We lost the game on believing in our principles, and they played very strong. The best game they have played in this championship. And when you not play on your best, you can lose against Romania. After that, we find the constellations, we find the rhythm, and we have played very, very good in the last four games. This is more like what we want to represent. I'm very proud of the girls and the team spirit, the attitude and the values of the group. Never give up. We know now that we can change this when we have struggling, we can change it and bounce back. This is a good experience, although it's not a nice experience.
What's your opinion about the whole performance of the European Championship, and especially for the performance of the German team?
Yeah, I think the women handball is developing all the time. There are many better players. The players are better and better, both technically, tactically and physically. I think the teams are, there is a broader troops. There are more players that can play on high level, not only one or two or three as before. There are a lot of good players. There is play fast, play with high intensity. It's getting more and more, a little bit like a men's handball. Hope that it will not be too much wrestling, like the speed and the technical, tactical handball. But the German team is growing. They have changed coach and now they have a new focus. Very many young players which have a big potential. I think they will come strong later, and in the future they can have a team in top four if they have continuity and believe in it.
Would you like to say something about the program of the year, as many coaches are they talking about this issue or this problem? Would you like to add something?
I can say I've been fighting for talking about the total load of players in many years. This is a big challenge. It has been before, but it's not today. It's not less. It's more important. It's like in men's handball. It's the same problem. There are more and more matches. You have more matches in Champions League. You have more qualification matches. You have more matches in the leagues. You have more matches in the national teams, qualification matches. There are still many championships. The sponsors and the market, they want to have the profiles, the best players playing for the club, playing for the national team. They don't give money to the federations or to the clubs if the profiles are not playing. Then it gets more and more for the the key players, the profiles. And in the end, it will do our sport bad, because in some time, after a time, the players will start to think about, now I will not play this championship, I have to rest and build up. Then you miss some profiles. Maybe you get some new, yeah, that's good. But it should be the organizations, international, European, and the federations in Norway, Denmark, France, Germany, yeah, everybody. Everybody. And the clubs, coaches, they have to take and look at this from a holistic perspective. You can't take the championship saying we have to stop championship. You can't say not so many matches in the Champions League. We can't say not play so much, not do that. We have to look at the total and find out what is good to do. There is one thing I think is very, very, very important, that if we are keep on doing this like we do now, we have to work with 20, 24 players in championship. We have to have much more players. We have to work much more with a broader, bigger troop in the national team, in the clubs, and this costs money. If we are going to keep the high level and the high intensity of and so many total load for the players, we have to have twice as much players as we have, and this will also cost. And the reason why we are playing so much many matches is money. More TV, more marketing, yeah. More reclaim, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And more money, more interest, more TV matches.
Less players.
And we all, everybody wants to have the best players. Yeah. And if we don't look at this problem, it will be like this. It will be dark. And we will see the biggest profiles, they have to stop playing earlier, they have to stop playing in national team, because it's easier to stop playing in national team than in club team. So I think this is now we need to sit down and take this seriously.
I was gonna ask
Point on one person or one federation or one. We have to look at the holistic.
You've been one of the coaches that has been fighting for this for a while. Why do you think it hasn't happened yet? Why do you think?
Money talks.
But you don't think all of the coaches and everyone is not interested in it, or they're not pushing enough? What do you think should change in the attitude of maybe some people?
I will say, the people who decide, they have to sit down and talk to the players. You have to talk to the players. Ask the players, how is my day, how is my week, how is my month, how is my year? They have to sit down and talk to the together, the coaches, the staff, both in club and national team, find out what will be the best. But first, talk to the players. Talk to the players and men's and women's, which have been in this, you know, in this circus for a long time.
I've spoken with a few players on this tournament, and some of them say it's too much, but some of them are saying, I think it's okay, maybe I rest a little bit more. So do you think maybe they need that little push, or what would make them change the mind? Because in the end, they get injured, but maybe they don't feel it's too much.
I think it's important. You will find
coaches
players
complaining
with
more than players.
But the players who has been in this, some of the players, they think, for some players it's not a problem, but it's a challenge for many players. And if you talk to the players which have been in this game for many years, they have some experience, and I think this experience should be listened to. And the solution is not to have more and more games. And if you have more and more games, you maybe have less training. and rest. So if we want to have high quality on this championship, in the series, in the national series, in Champions League, EHF Cup, and the national team, European and World Championship, if we want to have high quality, the best players, the best sport, then we have to look at this total. But I think as a national team coach, we have to work on this, and we have to work with more players.
Yeah.
We have to get more players on this level. This will cost.
One sporting question, please. What's your opinion? Where will which team will win the championship, and what is the aim of your team for the next world championship?
Norway will go back home and find out what we have to develop and get better and work hard, and then we are for sure interested in bouncing back very hard. With the next chance. And this championship, who will win? It's easy to say. The final will be as the first match, France against Russia, I think, but you never know. Thing can happen. But I'm not good in doing this, but I think the Russian team has the best players all over. The French team have the best team, the defense, and the culture. And then I would say I'm very curious how Romania will handle playing without Neagu. If they find solutions and they have the belief, they can do a good game. The Netherlands team, I'm very unsure. They have some weaknesses which can cost them a lot here.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Oh. Ah, it's okay. Yeah, yeah, I must just a few minutes because I might take part of it.